106, Homeward Bound, From 2 Years Before the Mast, by Richard H. Dana, Jr. It is usual in voyages round the Cape from the Pacific to keep to the eastward of the Falkland Islands, but as there had now set in a strong, steady, and clear southwester, with every prospect of its lasting, and we had had enough of high latitudes, the captain determined to stand immediately to the northward, running inside the Falkland Islands. Accordingly, when the wheel was relieved at 8 o'clock, the order was given to keep her due north, and all hands were turned up to square away the yards and make sail. In a moment the news ran through the ship that the captain was keeping her off, with her nose straight for Boston and Cape Horn over her taffrail. It was a moment of enthusiasm. Everyone was on the alert, and even the 2 sick men turned out to lend a hand at the halyards. The wind was now due southwest, and blowing a gale to which a vessel close-hauled could have shown no more than a single close-reefed sail, but as we were going before it, we could carry on. Accordingly, hands were sent aloft, and a reef shaken out of the topsails, and the reefed foresail set.